depression is the leading cause of disability in the world. At least 5% of adults globally struggle with depression. But because it's a mental illness, it can be a lot harder to understand than, say, high cholesterol. One major source of confusion is the difference between having depression and just feeling depressed. Almost everyone feels down from time to time. Getting a bad grade, losing a job, having an argument, even a rainy day can bring on feelings of sadness. Sometimes there's no trigger at all. It just pops up out of the blue. Then circumstances change and those sad feelings disappear. Clinical depression is different. It's a medical disorder and it won't go away just because you want it to. It lingers for at least 2 consecutive weeks and significantly interferes with one's ability to work, play, or love. Depression can have a lot of different symptoms. A low mood, loss of interest in things you'd normally enjoy, changes in appetite, feeling worthless or excessively guilty, sleeping either too much or too little, poor concentration, restlessness or slowness, loss of energy, or recurrent thoughts of suicide. In the evenings, oftentimes, when the heat and humidity on the seafront became intolerable, I'd go with my father for an ice cream at the Café del Rivo, where he sat facing me with a glass of wine and chatted with the townspeople. Everyone knew and liked my father and deemed him un uomo molto colto, a very learned man. They called him dottore, and though everyone knew he was not a medical doctor, it was not uncommon for someone to ask him for medical advice, especially since everyone trusted his opinion on health matters more than they did the local pharmacist, who liked to pass for the town physician. Signor Arnaldo, the owner of the cafe, had a chronic cough. The barber suffered from eczema. Professore Sermoneta, my tutor, who frequently ended up in the cafe at night. Everyone confided in my father, including the baker, who liked to show my father the bruises on his arms and shoulders caused by his ill-tempered wife, who some said started cheating on him on that very wedding night. Sometimes my father would even step outside the cafe with someone to dispense an opinion in private, then return to his seat with both his elbows spread on the table, his emptied glass of wine in the middle, and stare at me, always telling me there was no need to rush with the ice cream. We might still find time to walk up to the abandoned castle if I wished. The castle by night, overlooking the faraway lights on the mainland, was our favorite spot. And there, both of us would sit silent, along the ruined ramparts, to watch the stars.